So there was some discussion from councillors who do not are not responsible for the former town of Liverpool, and they all noted that speeding seems to be increasing as we move forward. And I am tasked to just give a call to our staff sergeant and ask that especially through some residential areas. I know there's the straight strip through Hunts Point that gets lots of complaints. I've actually heard some complaints recently about the speed people are moving down through Port Medway area. Caledonia's problems, Milton's problems. So I'll put that little bug in staff sergeant's ear. We also had a discussion on reducing speed zones in the former town, which you can do now. The provincial government regulates all speeding zones within the entire province, whether or not they own the streets. So right now it's minimum 50 on all streets, unless it's a school zone.
Or maximum.
The province has allowed a municipality that owns its own roads to make application to have a 50 reduced to a 40. And there's a bunch of stipulations on what a municipality has to do in order to have that done. So we've directed staff to look at the costs involved, because one of the criteria for this would be you have to have a traffic study done by an outside agency that can show that because of traffic calming devices that you've installed and other things, that a large percentile, and I might have said 85% yesterday, but I think that's high. I think it was 65% of the people that travel will obey that reduced speed limit.
Right.
In order to reduce speeds, I believe Councillor Brown spoke about Halifax and some people he knows and around HRM where they have these 40s, and they have speed bumps, and they have other things. And Councillor Brown said, noted that one thing people didn't think about when they asked for calming devices like speed bumps and things to slow the traffic down is the racket.
Yeah.
When you have a dump truck rattle across them, when you have, those cars with those big souped up mufflers,
yeah,
they have to go really slow over the bump and then they floor it.
Yeah.
So we just directed staff to determine what exactly needs to be done. Are there any cost factors to this? Because if so, then it would all be part of of the next year budget.
Yeah.
Probably the one thing that would not cause a huge cost, and we do not need provincial permission for, would be if we put a three-way or a four-way stop down at the end of School Street and Main Street.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, that would be our cost. We'd have to just get the big new signs that say new.
Yep.
And that type of stuff. But that would require approval from our traffic authority and recommendation from traffic authority. Council does not have the ability to make any decisions respecting our roads. Council cannot tell our traffic authority, and every town that owns roads has a traffic authority. We cannot tell our traffic authority, we want no parking on that street.
Yeah.
Everything is determined according to the motor vehicle. How wide does the street have to be in order to have parking on both sides? How wide does it have to be to have parking on one side?
So will there be a traffic study done before staff makes a recommendation, or are they going to look into it first and propose?
So for now, staff have to determine, and staff have to determine what the cost will be to move forward. So what will a traffic study cost? Estimate, what if a traffic study is, then what are the calming measures, and you know, and the whole thing is, yes, this petition came from this particular neighborhood. They had almost 90 people, which in my view is pretty well everyone that lives down there, signed this petition. But we also hear from people on Bristol. I've heard comments that every street in Liverpool should be a 40. So it's, you know, it's a, it's another one of those things that we need information on to understand if this would work.
Okay, like, so we're going to get that back from the staff.
I understand 40s on, in certain areas, you know, but yeah. So I know up through Cobbs Ridge, people would love it if it was a 40 up through there.
But we have to, you know, find out from staff to if that actually makes sense, and will it actually anyways, and people will listen to it. That's the big thing.
That's right, and that's the point. That this whoever does that traffic study has to determine that a certain percentile of people will indeed follow the rules.